This is the time and place scheduled for the informal. Sorry.
Almost time, please.
Almost.
And he just texted me, so he's there.
Oh, I apologize. Oh, wait, is, do we have to wait for Mr. Stoll?
No, we're safe.
Well, you can try to get him on the phone. We'll see if he can locate. Scheduled for the informal interview of Dr. Spinnick in case number 2497. This matter will be heard by the board pursuant to the authority given to it at, for ARS 322234. Dr. Sabinick, please introduce yourself.
I'm Alan Sabinick, DVM.
Thank you.
And licensed in Arizona, 4945.
Thank you. Dr. Sabinick, you have received a letter informing you of the matters to be discussed today and the possible actions the board may take at this informal interview. As a reminder, those options include dismissal, issuing you a non-disciplinary letter of concern, censuring you, placing your license on probation with terms that may include continuing education and practice restrictions. The board may also suspend your license for up to 30 days, assess a civil penalty, or refer this matter to formal hearing. The purpose of this informal interview is to inquire into the facts and circumstances of this case. The board has read all the materials you submitted. If you have any additional materials you would like to present to the board, please do so now.
I don't.
Okay, thank you. This proceeding is being digitally recorded. As a result, it is important that everyone speak loudly and clearly and that only one person speaks at a time. We will begin by asking the lead board member assigned to this matter to give a brief summary of the case, and then you will be given an opportunity to respond. Following your response, the board may wish to ask you some questions. If present, the complainant will also be given the opportunity to address the board. If you have any questions for the board or anyone giving information during this interview, you may ask them through me. Dr. Nosley, can you please give us a brief summary of the case?
Yes. On June 13, 2023, Mr. Whiskers, 16-year-old male domestic short hair cat, was seen by Dr. Oberg, a mobile veterinarian, due to weight loss and hypersalivating. Dr. Oberg noted severe dental disease and dehydration. Sub-Q fluids were dispensed and Convenia was administered. On June 22, 2023, Dr. Oberg evaluated the cat, blood was collected, and clindamycin was dispensed. The complainant was attempting to schedule a dental cleaning, however, she had financial constraints. So on July 7th, 2023, the cat was presented to Dr. Sibinick at ABC Pet Care for a pre-dental exam. Dr. Sibinick confirmed the cat needed a dental and an estimate was provided. On July 13, 2023, the cat was presented to Dr. Rice at ABC Pet Care for a dental and extractions. The procedure was performed, several teeth were extracted, and the cat was discharged later that day. After arriving home, the complainant called the premises stating suture was seen coming from the cat's mouth, and the complainant declined a recheck exam. On July 26, 2023, the cat was presented to Dr. Sibinick for a recheck exam and inappetence. His assessment was that the cat's mouth was healing as expected. The cat was dehydrated, therefore sub-Q fluids were dispensed per complainant's request along with an appetite stimulant. On August 16, 2023, Dr. Oberg evaluated the cat for continued inappetence, weight loss, and eye issues. Medications were dispensed. On September 22, 2023, the cat was presented to Dr. Jackson at Northwest Animal Hospital to have the paw evaluated. After the exam, Dr. Jackson discussed the cat's poor condition. The mouth was infected with possible necrosis. The complainant elected to take the cat home with palliative care and schedule humane euthanasia via mobile veterinarian.
Thank you so much. At this time, Dr. Sabinick, I'd like to swear you in. Do you swear or affirm That the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
All right. Dr. Sabinick, we would now like to give you the opportunity to respond to the summary and present whatever information you believe is relevant.
It's a pretty straightforward synopsis as I understand it.
Okay. I'd like to ask the board members if they have any questions for Dr. Sabinick.
Hi, Dr. Sabinick, or Sabinick, I'm sorry, if I, which way of saying it. This is Dr. Nosley. I have some questions for you. Regarding that, the first visit when you saw Mr. Whiskers, do you recall a discussion with the complainant, the owner, concerning issues other than those related to the periodontal disease, referring to weight loss and discharges from the eye and nose?
Not that I recall.
So there wasn't any discussion regarding those issues?
No. Well, those issues were, yeah, the reason. Original, I guess, her concern, and she brought them to us because I guess Oberg does not do dental, and so
okay.
I agreed.
Okay.
The cat needed a dental procedure.
Okay, so you examined Mr. Whiskers and concurred with Dr. Oberg's findings that periodontal disease was severe and needed to proceed with the dental procedures. Am I correct? Is that a good synopsis?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And at that visit, did the complainant express to you any concerns regarding weight loss, discharge from the eye or nose, anything like that? Do you recall?
Well, discharge from the mouth and sometimes nose and weight loss, yes.
Okay.
As far as the eye, no.
Okay, so you had a discussion with her regarding weight loss and discharge from the mouth and the nose?
Right.
Okay. Then, regarding the post-dental visit, was this a routine post-procedure schedule visit, or was it requested by the complainant? How did that work? Are these post-dental exams routine, pre-scheduled?
Some are, if the person who did the dental felt that they should be rechecked. I don't know if that was set up that way or not, or if this was a client request that the cat be seen.
Right, that was question. Okay, but that would have come through Dr. Rice and the facility he was at, if it was pre-scheduled.
Right, normally.
Okay. So, was Mr. Whisker at this exam pretty amenable to examination?
Yes, he was.
So, can you describe your examination of Mr. Whisker's oral cavity? How did you go about that?
Well, I, you know, pet him a few times on his head. He was a very friendly cat. And then I was able to open his mouth and look thoroughly. And I saw several extraction sites that were bright and pink and healing, a little bit of gum swelling around them. Fairly normal, I felt, at that time.
At that time, did you appreciate any swelling of the maxillary region or the sinus region, the cat's muscle?
Not significant.
Nothing?
Not significant, no.
No significant, okay. At that time, do you recall a discussion with the complainant concerning weight loss or any discharges? Was that discussed?
Well, she was concerned that he hadn't started eating more since the procedure.
Okay. I think that's all the questions I have for you. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. The complaint is present, so we'll now hear from the complaint. You can go ahead and come forward.
I see some familiar faces here. I'm going to stand.
Please introduce yourself.
Krista Kavanaugh.
Thank you. And I'm going to go ahead and swear you in. Do you swear or affirm?
I'm sorry.
Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay. So we have...
You can sit down if you want to.
Do I have
to? Oh, you know what? No.
She said you want to stand.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear that part.
So we have read the materials that you provided and are familiar with those. So now you may address the board.
There was a little bit of inaccuracy in what you said, and there was several inaccuracies about what Dr. Sabinik said. So,
regarding the findings of fact, what I read.
I'm sorry.
Regarding
yes.
what I read.
Yes, there was there was some discrepancy in there.
Okay.
Initially contacted Oberg because of weight loss, because there was stuff coming out, because his right jaw was swollen, and because of behavior change. This is a cat I adopted at 10. He just turned 16 last June, and he was like Dr. Sabinik said, he was a really friendly cat, and those were changes for him. I addressed them with Dr. Oberg before the surgery. Dr. Oberg was supposed to do the surgery, but he was doing it out of a friend's clinic. They changed their mind, which is how I got with ABC. Dr. Sabinik, in my opinion, blew me off. He looked at the cat. I know he decided that it was, you know, he already had, I assume he had Dr. Oberg's, I know he had the blood scores. I'm assuming he had the notes, and he agreed that there was dental disease. I'm not discounting that. But it was like he decided that's what it was because that was what presented. And he didn't really address the weight loss, the behavior change, and the stuff coming out of his eye, as well as his nose. And I felt blown off, truthfully. But I did think, okay, well, two vets think it must be the dental, you know, what do I know? On the return visit, and I did call Dr. Rice's office the first night and said, the stitches are coming out, what should I do? Can I come back in? And the stuff that you all said, you said that I said I didn't want to come back in. Yeah, my cat was howling in the car, who was a very mellow cat, but I would have come back. They said, you can go ahead and cut them at the gum line. And I said, I'd like to bring them back in because I think stuff can get stuck in the open wounds and not heal correctly, and they told me I don't need to. So when I went back to Dr. Sabinik and I went to him instead of Rice because my cat was declining, and because it was declining, it felt like I had a better chance with Dr. Sabinik than with Dr. Rice. I thought Dr. Rice might be a little defensive, and I'd never met him. When I went the second time to Dr. Sabinik, I had a longer list of issues than the first time, including this clicking in his mouth that had never been there before. He said, oh, he must just have dry mouth. Okay, I don't think so. And let me take a breath. And while he may have looked, you know, like this around his jawline, I didn't see him look up into the roof of his mouth where that stuff that was there when he died didn't start overnight. And that was not addressed. The swollen cheekbone was not addressed. He tried to get the stuff under his eye. He tried to dab it away, and he couldn't get it. So my, the weight loss, which was now becoming severe, the change of behavior and the discharge still wasn't addressed, and he said basically he was doing fine. I disagree. And I want to know, did he not look at Dr. Rice's notes, and did he not look at the radiography, or the x-rays? It's a sister office. I sort of assumed he had access to all of that and might be curious enough to look at what was going on to maybe help figure out what was going on. Basically, I got told by Dr. Rice's group, he'll be fine with the sutures coming out. And I got told by Dr. Sabinik he was well enough to have surgery the first time. The second time, he dismissed me. He didn't look into his mouth. He said he spent the most amount of his time telling me how to feed and get my cat to drink water. Well, I've had my cat for 6 years. I know how to handle that. And he goes, that's why you had dry mouth. And then he gave me a prescription that was for, I don't know, for diabetes, or I can't remember what it was for, but it wasn't for anything that Mr. Whiskers had. And the effect of it was to be a weight, to help him gain weight. But if you look online, it 5% weight gain in 2 months. It was much more critical than that. And so I feel blown off about, here's how you feed your cat, like I'm dumb, and here's how you get your cat to drink more. When in fact, the dry mouth, I assume, finding out the big gap is, I'm assuming when he tried to eat, that, and that's when I heard the clicking, is that it was getting stuck up there. And he just blew me off about that too.
Thank you very much. Do any board members have questions for the complainant?
I think you answered my questions. The one thing, I just wanted to hear a description of the communications between you and the doctor regarding the weight loss, the discharges, and the swelling. Did you insist this is something's wrong here?
From Dr. Oberg?
No,
I'm telling you, from the time of Dr. Oberg, that's why I saw Dr. Oberg. That's why I got him.
Okay.
And then the first time with Dr. Sabinik, I never met Dr. Rice. And then the second time with him, I had a list of things. You know the stuff I put in, how detailed I am. I had a list of what was going on, very specific. You could see it in the photos that I sent you. The cat was declining. He didn't look as good as he did the 2 weeks before when he saw him before the surgery. And if he spent a little more time maybe, or listened to me, he might have figured out there must be something else going wrong. And why nobody addressed this, that this was way swollen more than this side. I showed him that. I was very specific,
okay.
And I got blown off, in my opinion.
Thank you. That answered that question. That's the only question I had.
Okay. Any other board members have questions? Okay. So you can go ahead and step back. Thank you. Dr. Sabinik, do you have any additional remarks or questions you would like to ask?
None particularly. And to her statement, no, I didn't know when I did the post-exam that the cat had dental x-rays. And so, no, we did not get them. There are two different clinics, and
okay, thank you. Are there any more questions from board members? No? Okay. This concludes the portion of the informal interview in which the board hears testimony. The board will now deliberate and decide what to do in this matter. Dr. Savinik, you can listen in, but we just won't be asking any more questions of you.
Okay.
So, Dr. Nosley?
Okay, well, as we remember, this is one respondent of three that had to do with this case, and we heard about that. And just briefly review, we had a recommendation of taking care of this severe dental disease, and unfortunately, that wasn't all that was going on, and a progression of disease occurred over the ensuing several weeks, and the final disease, we don't know for sure what it was, manifested itself at a later time. So when we look at Dr. Spinnick's role in this, on the first visit, the pre-dental exam, this was after visits with Dr. Oberg, where we had normal blood work, we were on clindamycin, and the question there is, should the respondent have recognized the disease process occurring in the maxillary sinus region at this point? Keeping in mind it was not recognized by Dr. Oberg previously or by Dr. Rice at the dental. So despite the fact there was some communication from the complainant asking about these, the exam did not impress upon the respondent that there was any issues going on at that point, non-dental related. The second visit after the dental, this was about 13 days after the dental. And so the question again is the same. Should the respondent have recognized the disease process going on at that point? And a exam was done, the cat was not resistant to examination. We have a difference between exactly how thorough that exam was, but the ultimate conclusion by the respondent was this is normal for 13 days post-dental. I think it's important to looking at the timeline of this. The disease progressed very rapidly, beginning 3 weeks later. That's when things started to really manifest themselves. And we know this from the owner's statement and the photos that she supplied. Several weeks after the post-dental exam, now things are progressing. And we have a declining CAD and a disease process that's becoming apparent. I think the important point for me is, though, early in the course of Mr. Whisker's disease process that was going on, the physical findings would be consistent with severe periodontal disease. And so was a dental warranted? Yeah, we're faced with this situation multiple times. We have severe periodontal disease, maybe some swelling, maybe some discharges, and if we have normal blood work and the cat's on antibiotics, part of our next step would be a dental. Keeping in mind, if there is another disease process, we start with the dental. Imaging at that point in time, further imaging would have been the only thing. And that's, unfortunately, we can't look at a cat that has severe periodontal disease and do an MRI or a CAT scan of their nasal cavities. That's the only thing that would have determined the disease process at this point would have been advanced diagnostic imaging. We're not even sure what it was, but in our previous discussions, neoplasia was at the top of the list, especially the way the disease ultimately progressed. Would it be mandatory that the respondent review dental radiographs on a dental recheck? No, not unless there's a specific reason to. A dental recheck is the mouth healing. Apparently it was. Eye and nasal discharge post-dental with extractions. Yeah, you can have some nasal discharge for sure. You can have some possible eye discharge and even some swelling consistent with severe periodontal disease, and that's what the respondent was proceeding on. So I think the key issue for me is, when did the progress of this awful disease process that was going on become apparent that there was now some other issue going on several weeks later, apparent to everybody, and then when Mr. Whiskers was taken then to another veterinarian, then here it was. Necrosis, and likely due probably at the top of the list, neoplasia in that sinus maxillary region. But to fault the veterinarians in the beginning of this, that they didn't assume that that's what's going on or catch that, again, only would have advanced imaging would have been the only thing that would have made this disease process apparent at that point. So just based on timeline here, I don't see a violation here. And in case 2497, Dr. Savinik, I would make a motion to dismiss with no violation.
Second. Okay, so we have a motion and a second to find no violation. We can go ahead and do roll call, please.
Dr. Byrne, aye. Ms. Frost?
Aye.
Dr. Nosley?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
Dr. Thompson?
Aye.
And Dr. Wright?
Aye.
Okay. The board has voted to find no violation. This concludes the matter, and Dr. Savinik, you will receive written confirmation of the board's action shortly. If you have any questions, please call the board's executive director, Victoria Whitmore, at the board's office. And this concludes the formal interview. Thank you, Dr. Savinik. We're going to disconnect the call.